CX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency continues its controversial examination of the federal government.
ABC News has learned DOGE requested access to an IRS data system that retains the personal tax information of millions of Americans. Sources say they have not been granted access yet. Today, Musk is expected to visit the Air Traffic Control Command Center to better understand what the FAA needs to modernize the system.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. This morning, the union representing many FAA employees said hundreds have gotten layoff notices. At least 10 people are dead, 9 of them in Kentucky, as a result of powerful storms that moved through the eastern U.S., led to flooding in parts of the region. Right now, more than 300,000 power outages from Massachusetts to Alabama. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Saudi Arabia ahead of talks with a Russian delegation with a U.S. goal of bringing an end to the war in Ukraine. This is ABC News. One person was killed, 5 others were hurt over the weekend in what officials in Austria called a terror attack. ABC's Lama Hassan has details from the foreign desk.
The interior minister saying the suspect has links to ISIS and radicalized himself online and is now charged with murder and multiple attempted murders. This incident is the second suspected ISIS-inspired attack in Austria in recent years. According to authorities, in 2020, a man carried out a deadly attack in Vienna, armed with an automatic rifle and fake explosives.
Uber's filed a lawsuit against DoorDash, accusing the company of uncompetitive practices. The suit filed in California Friday claims DoorDash threatened restaurants with higher commission rates if they did not work exclusively with DoorDash. Uber seeking unspecified damages and a court order. And William Byron became just the 5th NASCAR driver to win the Daytona 500 in back-to-back years. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Sometimes True Love Isn't Enough News, it appears Kanye West and his soulmate, Bianca Censori, are headed for divorce. The couple has been married a little over 2 years, which isn't too shabby by Hollywood standards. Yahoo Entertainment says things went from bad to worse after the Grammys stunt, where West instructed the love of his life to drop her coat and, quote, make a scene. Censori will receive a one-time payment of $5 million as a settlement. That's some serious scratch and should be enough to get her some new threads. Game of Thrones fans, there is another spinoff from the wildly popular HBO show headed your way. This is the third spinoff from GOT and will focus on the House of Targaryen. Another GOT spinoff, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, will hit the little screen later this year. According to Deadline, the franchise is more likely than not going to roll out several other spinoffs in the coming years. And why wouldn't they? We'll keep watching. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers get national attention. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers making national headlines after their upset win at Purdue 94-84. Are they poised for a higher seed in the tournament when the selection committee meets next month? Head coach Greg Gard.
We got a lot of basketball left to play before that day comes, so that's great. That means we got the attention of people, right? We're obviously playing good basketball. We're a really good team, and I think we're getting better. And that's the exciting part, that they know there's a lot more left to come. And, you know, that starts with, you know, our next game.
And the Badgers women's team with a win at Penn State yesterday, 75-68. They'll host Northwestern on Sunday afternoon. Baseball spring training underway. The Brewers' Christian Yelich asked how's he doing after that season-ending back surgery last summer.
Yeah, I feel fine. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be ready for opening day.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A frigid President's Day with mostly sunny skies, a high near 5 above, wind chill values between 10 below and 20 below. Tonight, a low down near 10 below with wind chill values as cold as 25 below. Stay warm, stay safe. Right now, 0 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend's headlines and give a preview to the spring primary election on Tuesday. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
I want to start singing that song.
Yeah. Happy President's Day.
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it? I mean, comparing the presidents back then to the one now.
Right?
There is no comparison, obviously. Holy mackerel.
It's a mind bender.
It really it? Is. Yeah. It's trippy.
It is.
Yeah. So here we are again.
Yeah, happy Monday.
Yeah, it's a fantastically cold Monday.
It is. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, Sam Davison behind the switches and the buttons.
That's our names.
Yeah, those are our names still. Yeah, they haven't changed much.
I'm John.
And I'm Gordy.
What if we all go and get our names changed for fun?
Just for fun?
Yeah.
Just legally change? Really?
No, let's... No.
Illegally change?
Let's go on with different personalities sometimes.
Yeah, we'll have to...
Filling in for us?
Assume pseudonyms. For when the government comes to get us, right?
That's right. We have to hide ourselves because, you know, we're pro-democracy and they're obviously pro-totalitarianism. So, you know, they do not mix. And obviously they are the ones who try to eliminate the pro-democracy people.
Yep. You know, we could go with pseudonyms and maybe for April Fool's Day or something.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun, huh?
Yeah.
I have to come up with a character. I do know a character that I want to be.
Yeah? Do you?
Yes.
Okay. You want to keep it to yourself?
No, I can tell you what it is. You know, it's my favorite character.
Is it?
Yeah. You know, Johnny Grenade.
Johnny Grenade?
I want the return of Johnny Grenade again. It's... When I was working at Q106, when I first moved here, we had a weekend where we're supposed to take, you know, different names and different personalities, and I just came up with that instantly because I didn't prepare. Nothing, you know. But I did have an explosive effect, and I thought, well, you know, I can use that. So I came up with Johnny Grenade.
It's very bombastic. Yeah. It's
And I think it was a takeoff on Johnny Danger. You know, just the silliness of a name like that.
Johnny Danger is still on the air.
He is.
Yeah.
I know.
We got to reach out to him and, you know, get him in here. Or maybe simulcast sometime.
I'm just trying to think, was he around at that time, in 1980?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he came around till mid-80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He started at Z104.
Yeah. Yeah. So Johnny Grenade
barricaded himself in the studio. What a bit.
Yeah.
And played the same song over and over for like 48 hours.
That's like
great.
That's like having a DJ in an ice cube for 3 or 4 days, you know. It's a nice charity bit, but it's, you know,
yeah,
old.
It's old and bothersome. Well, weather, it's really cold out there, and it's going to stay cold for the next few days.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we had all that snow over the weekend and a lot of shoveling, and now it's just all freezing up, and it's going to be really cold.
I'm exhausted from this last weekend.
Yeah,
oh my
God. A lot of shoveling, I know. Over and over again.
It just never ends.
Yeah.
And now the dusting this morning.
Yeah. We didn't get much.
Well, no, we didn't get much, but there was blowing snow.
Yeah.
So I had some drifts over the sidewalk in front of my house. Didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are probably going to trip and fall and slip and slide and sue me.
Oh, my God. Sam, you went up north. Did they have snow up there?
Oh, yeah. We had snow. I was I went up to Wausau before the snow really hit us. I stopped at my parents' house to work on the Volkswagen. It's still not here. It's going to be here eventually.
What do you mean? You didn't get it done? I thought you had it done.
I just keep chasing down problems. I brought all of my carburetors back to try and build one working one, though.
How many carburetors do you have for that thing now?
Four, I think. Parts of four.
Good Lord.
So I'm trying to make one working one. But anyway, I drove up the rest of the way to Rhinelander because I was working at a scout camp this past weekend. And it's easier to take the – or faster to take the back roads, at least normally, from my parents' house up to Rhinelander. That was probably not the best choice,
really?
Given the weather conditions.
Yeah.
But I made it up there all right. I didn't go off the road or anything.
How's the I think the Berkemeiner's coming up this week, later this
week? Yeah, I saw that on the news.
Yeah.
It's been put off so many times, I just gave up on it.
Will they have snow?
You know, I love participating in it, but this year, no, I didn't think it would be.
No, you were you're going to skip it this year?
Yeah, I'm going to skip it this year. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Sam always tries to come across as Mr. Boy Scout, you know. I'm
sure,
getting tired
sure
of that old story, you know. Well, I was at scout camp, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he was an Eagle Scout. I mean, that's as high as it goes, right? I think.
Yeah.
It doesn't
go
any higher than that. So, I mean, I can see why he's proud to do
why
that.
Why are people proud of being scouts?
There's a lot of things you have to achieve.
Militaristic, I think, you know, with the outfits and stuff. Uniforms.
You learn about the great outdoors, you know, how to camp and stuff.
No, it's too disciplined.
How to run a company.
I don't need anything.
How to do a chaos, don't you?
How to do a compass.
I like chaos, yeah.
I bet, Sam, how many merit badges did you attain?
Couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Really? So many you can't count.
No,
but I think about 35.
I think you
got to
get 26 in order to get an Eagle Scout.
That's not easy.
At least that many.
But you are an Eagle Scout.
I am. Yeah. There's three Eagle Scouts who work here. Me, Aaron Zommers, and Luke Mathers.
You know, that's amazing.
It's kind of crazy.
That explains a lot.
It does. Scouting didn't exactly prepare if you're a professional occupation.
Yeah, that's why I'm still here, right?
That's right. Because you're moving on in June, I guess, you know, to become a teacher, right?
Yeah.
Teacher assistant, is that? Is that what you're going to be at
teacher,
first?
Sure, it's going to take a little bit before I become an actual
observation,
teacher.
Unless we can
stuff like
change
that.
Your mind, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to. Well, I'm chained to the desk right now. I got to find a way out of these chains before June.
Okay.
Don't change your mind. It's just a little advice, my friend. Doug in St. Francis says, when you guys are asleep, you're not woke. So, you know, just for those few moments, we're not woke.
Thanks for sharing, Doug. It's cold out there. Let's get to the weather. It's -2 at the moment, and wind chills 15 to 25 below. What will the afternoon high be? What do you think? What are we going to do?
Well, let's find out.
The roulette wheel?
Yes.
Should we spin the wheel? Okay. It's not going to be much. I know that. It's going to be cold, cold, cold. The high today, 5 above. Just five.
Five red.
Five red. That's it.
Yep.
Okay. And it's President's Day, so I don't know. Are the post offices closed on President's Day?
Well, yes, obviously everything is closed federally. In fact,
shut down
Trump,
anyway.
Everything is shut down.
Perfect timing. I guess.
What the hell is going on, right?
This country
can't function. I have no idea what's going on, how we're going to get anything done. You know, this is like dominoes. You know, they shut it down, and then everything, all the dominoes start falling, and it'll affect our lives. I just don't know when, but it's going to affect our lives.
When's he going to go after the post office again? Didn't he go after the post office in the first term? It didn't.
Well, I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember. I know the post office needs people. They need carriers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great job, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
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 I've got Maybe not on a day like this, but.
Right.
Well, I've got a nephew that is a postal guy.
And worker.
Yeah, he walks all, you know, I mean,
it's good exercise.
Great exercise. Yeah. That's what he loves about it.
Yeah.
But the benefits, wow. The money, come on. It's great
stuff. It's all good.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably going to change. Okay, let's get to the national. Well,
they've wanted to privatize the post office for years.
Yes. They've wanted to, and, you know, I figured Jeff Bezos could just take over, you know, just expand Amazon.
I got a little grudge against the post office. They wouldn't hire me when I was looking for a job once.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. I don't know why. Like, I was only looking for a job for, like, a few months.
That's why.
I don't think I told them that, though. So unless they, like, could read my mind or something, I don't know.
Maybe it's because you're an Eagle Scout. They don't allow people that have achieved that much. Let's take a look at the National Day Calendar for today, February 17th.
All right.
Yes. Is it or is it not? National Cabbage Day? How about National Flannel Day? National Random Acts of Kindness Day? And we know it's President's Day. So which one of those other days does not belong? John Peterson, over to you.
It's not flannel day.
You're correct. That was an easy one. I always make them easy on Monday.
Well, I'm really glad.
Yeah?
I like to be right every once in a while.
Well, you know, it's President's Day, but we'll get to that in a minute. National Cabbage Day. Who doesn't love delightful cabbage? Let's see. What can we find out? Best recipes for the Celtic holidays? Celtic? Holidays come up next month. It's an excellent day to test your corned beef and cabbage skills, along with other delicious seasonal dishes. That's right. Yes.
Nice.
St. Patrick's Day is coming.
Wow, this is fantastic.
From the French cabage, the French word cabage, meaning a head, cabbage comes in various varieties of forms. The cabbage family. You remember the cabbage family. They live down the street from you around the corner. Cabbage family is quite varied and includes Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, bok choy, and kale. Cabbage is an ancient food with origins in Asia Minor, which is Turkey today, and the Eastern Mediterranean. French explorer Jacques Cartier was the first to bring cabbage to the Americas.
Wow.
It must have been exciting for everybody.
A lot of indigestion.
Right? Okay, that's enough about cabbage. We don't care. Are you a big cabbage fan? No.
No, not care. Not so much. I like Brussels sprouts.
Oh, me too. Yeah. National Random Kindness Day. Acts of Kindness. Of Kindness Day. Let's see. The movement of Random Acts of Kindness inspires people every day as a favorite celebration for everybody to enjoy these acts of kindness.
Okay. I think we've killed that day in this country.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore.
We don't do that anymore.
Nope. Got a whole lot more. In fact, we've got more on President's Day coming up, and Sam will crack open the history book when we return with John and Gordy for a Monday morning.
I can't wait.
Me either.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While attacks on democracy norms ensue in Washington, state legislatures have also been busy. We have updates from Utah, Kansas, Indiana, and the contested North Carolina Supreme Court race. Voting Rights Lab reports that the Utah House is considering HB 300, which forces mail-in ballot users to deliver their ballot not by mail, but by hand to an official polling place where an ID can be presented. The elderly, disabled, and other voters for whom returning by mail is their only option would need to seek special permission. HB 332 would withdraw Utah from the Cooperative Electronic Registration Data Center, the subject of far-right conspiracy theories. The Kansas Senate passed SB 4, which requires receipt of mail-in ballots by 7 p.m. Election Day to count, rather than the current 3 days after. An Indiana Senate committee advanced SB 284, shortening early in-person voting from 28 days to 14 days, ending at noon the day before Election Day. The full Senate passed SB 10, ending use of school-issued student identification as ID for voting. In North Carolina, a district court judge dismissed a claim by a state Supreme Court candidate that in a race he lost by 734 votes, as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible. A federal appeals court may revisit it. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
President's Day.
92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Happy President's Day to you.
By the way, you didn't know this, but it's a Global Tourism Resilience Day today.
What?
And I'm unsure of what that means what exactly. Resilience to be a tourist in this in this global community that we live in.
All right. Should we get to the history books?
Yes.
I remembered that it's President's Day and Verlo Mattress has a President's Day going on.
Yes.
But I don't have it right in front of me, we'll get to that shortly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Sam, take it over. What's happened? It's time to open the history books and see what's going on. Come on.
I didn't want you to say that.
Come on,
it's so
man.
Dusty.
Do it.
No, don't do that.
Get your mask on. Why don't you put the mask? Oh, never mind.
Just get the Kindle out and just do it the right way.
I don't have the Kindle, the electronic version. I left it at home. We always keep the book here, though, and it gets so dusty. I think somebody sprinkles asbestos on it or something.
I'm sure it's asbestos, yeah.
Great.
We're trying to bring that back, you know.
It's so useful, right? Why did they use it before?
It doesn't burn, you know. They certainly want to make everything asbestos now.
Right?
Make America asbestos again.
Yeah. Okay, what do we got in the history book today? Today, in 1864, the CSS Hunley, have you heard of it?
No.
It was a Confederate submarine.
Oh,
a submarine during the Civil War. It was the first submarine to ever sink an enemy ship on this day. And unfortunately, it also sank immediately after it sunk the enemy ship.
That's too bad.
Was that in the Mississippi River?
I believe it was in the ocean.
It was a
couple miles off of the coast of one of the Carolinas.
I remember seeing a documentary where they had something like that in the Mississippi.
Mm, really?
Could be wrong.
Are you thinking
knows?
Of the ironclads?
What are the ironclads?
The ironclads were wooden ships that had iron armor on them, and they were mostly river boats. But it was like the first entry of iron into shipbuilding. Really, it was kind of a showcase for the rest of the world, and everyone started building metal boats after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But all anyway, right. Hunley sank on this day in 1864.
Okay.
A couple years later, more maritime history, the Suez Canal opened in 1867.
Okay.
And we jump forward a little bit. Last week, we were talking about the Voice of America.
Mm-hmm.
Voice of America began broadcasting to Russia on this day in 1947.
Okay.
Wonder how long it'll keep going.
We don't need that anymore.
No. All right, what else?
The reason I mentioned before, I went home to work on my Volkswagen. Today, in 1972, the VW Beetle overtook the Ford Model T as the most produced car in the world. And I wanted to get it here for that occasion, but still having trouble.
It's too bad.
Yeah, it's too bad. You know, right. promises. You know, I've heard that so many times from people who work on cars, the gearheads, you know, they're I'm going to have that done in a week. Yeah, we'll be good with that. You know,
well, it's driven here before. I think Gordy has ridden in it.
Yes.
So you know that it is, like, it can be drivable.
I've seen you drive it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in 1972, you said the Beetle took over from the Model T as the most produced car?
Yeah, the Model T had production numbers of like 15 million something over its entire lifespan. And in 72, the Beetle overtook that. By the end of the Beetle's production run, it had, like, I think, 21 million cars produced.
That's weird because you never see the old Beetles on the road anymore.
Yeah, very rarely.
They're 50 years old. Most cars that are 50 years old aren't on the road anymore.
True.
You know, maybe they're just not on the road in Wisconsin or the Midwest because we kind of salt things. And
In Mexico, they made them until 2003, the old-style Beetle. So if you go down there, you can still see quite a few of them.
That's pretty cool. I remember when they dropped out of popularity.
Mm. Yeah.
And it was really kind of sad. I always liked them. I never had a Beetle. I had Carmen Ghias.
Right.
But Beetles were really cool. Especially the convertible Beetles back then.
Yes.
I wish I could
have. Very cool.
Yeah.
Anything else on this date?
I don't know what you're getting at. The birthdays or... This is a little bit downer of history.
You know, Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downer. We'll get to that in a minute.
We got a little clip for that.
Yeah.
Today in 1992, Jeffrey Dahmer was sentenced to 15 life terms in prison.
He didn't quite make it through those 15 terms.
No, he got killed in prison, didn't
he? Yes, he did.
Yeah,
not too far away from here.
And he lived in Portage. Lived in Portage. He was imprisoned in
Portage. Oh, yeah, he lived the lifestyle in Portage at the federal prison.
Now, if you bring him Saturday Night Live, the Debbie Downer bit, right?
Yes.
I mean, Debbie Downer should have made it to our party over the weekend because then she could have told the story about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeez.
As we were eating...
Well, it wasn't our party. It was the party for Catherine's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, at her new house.
80 years old.
87, I think.
87.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was the 90th on Friday.
Okay, well, she rolled back the odometer a few years.
I think that 9 was flipped up.
Yeah, they were.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean,
it was upside down. So.
Oh. That was a good party. By the way, if Philip and Dory are listening, there was a picture that Dory took of John and me on the couch.
Yes.
And Dory, if you can get that to us somehow, maybe send what email would she send that to? Or Sam?
She's friends with Catherine, right? She can pass it along to her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right. That's good. Yeah. We'd like to see that picture.
Maybe not.
It was a good part. It was great to see everybody there. A lot of locals and some out-of-towners there.
Rocker showed up.
Rocker was there,
for the very
yes.
first time in a long
it
time. We got to see him. He's looking good. He's looking good after the heart attack.
Yep. So, good times.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it for the history books? That's all, huh?
That's everything that's ever happened on this day. Yeah.
What about birthdays?
We do have a couple birthdays. It's Michael Jordan's birthday, born today in 1963, and Ed Sheeran's birthday. You know who Ed Sheeran is?
Ed Sheeran. No one wants to know who he is.
Yeah.
No one wants to know.
Well, a lot of people hate him.
Yeah. Why do they hate him?
Well, he's
they
just kind
of
don't
generic,
like his
you know?
Yeah. He's what?
Generic.
Okay.
You know, we've had them through the history of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, the generic like artist.
Can you even name one of his songs?
That's why. He's kind of bland.
Okay. We're going to get to the big 50th.
I'm sorry. I know there are Ed Sheeran people out
there.
There
are a lot of fans of Ed Sheeran.
You know, this guy, no.
We're going to get to the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live. We've got a little bit from that
coming
up.
Let's try that.
and a whole lot more on the Monday President's Day edition of John and Gordy in the Morning.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin's dairy industry more than a little nervous about what lies ahead with tariffs, specifically Mexico. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news and a quick reminder, it's President's Day. Markets are closed. Jenny Wackershauser is a dairy risk manager with EverAg out of their Platteville office. She said the dairy industry in Wisconsin paying very close attention to the tariff dialogue, especially as it relates to Mexico, our number one dairy customer.
Our number one trade partner for dairy is Mexico. They take between 40 and 50% of our cheese exports, so not of our cheese production, but of the pounds that we export, traditionally go to Mexico. And with tariff talks, we always worry on it's the retaliatory tariffs. So if we put tariffs on to Mexico, what products would they turn around and tariff coming out of the U.S.? And it doesn't mean they won't take our cheese, but it just means our price probably needs to fall a little bit to become competitive.
Jenny Wackershauser, she's a dairy risk manager with EverAg out of Platteville. Again, all of the tariff discussion temporarily paused until March 1st.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Come on along. We're headed to the Canadian Rockies. I'm PM Yankee, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th. We'll begin at Calgary's Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour. Next, we board a Via Rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Off to Vancouver for award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery. Then we ferry to Vancouver Island to visit a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM to get a brochure or watch a travel show. Traders are getting a 3-day weekend with the President's holiday today. On Friday, barrel cheese was a penny and a quarter lower at 181 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese stood unchanged at 192, and AA butter dropped 2 1/4 cents on Friday to 237 and three quarters per pound. The December new crop corn closed 0.25 cents higher at 473. November new crop soybeans were up 6 3/4 cents, closed at 1052. July new crop wheat up 22 1/4 cents over weather-related concerns, 6.25 1/4. The March Class 3 milk that goes into cheese was down 9, settled on Friday, 1970 a hundredweight. So there's your snapshot on where the market stood on Friday. Again, it's President's Day, no trading happening today. More available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yankee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A frigid President's Day with mostly sunny skies, a high near 5 above, wind chill values between 10 below and 20 below. Tonight, a low down near 10 below with wind chill values as cold as 25 below. Stay warm, stay safe. Currently, it's 1 below.
Right now at Verlo, you save big on your new mattress during our President's Day sale. At Verlo, we make a better mattress at a better price that's backed with our lifetime comfort guarantee. We make all of our mattresses locally and pass the savings on to you. And for a limited time, all of our adjustable bases are on sale. You don't want to miss our President's Day sale. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some unusual foods will be available in conjunction with Sharp Literacy in Waukesha. We'll wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot!
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
What? What the f*** is going on around here?
Holy sh!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Amazing stuff. Mm-hmm. Really is. Thank you, Mark, for your comment. Did it cost the same $15 million to send Trump to NASCAR? Or was it more in time with the belt tightening that they're actually going through right now in Washington? I'll tell you, you know, that is ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, he went down to NASCAR and with his limo and his security limos, and they took a lap around the track. Probably did cost about $15
million. There's a point at which you can be a complete a-hole, and this, you know, is just mounting that on top of more of what he's trying to do just in our face. I just can't stand it. It's driving me nuts. It is.
Yeah.
You know, we've got, after 7 o'clock, we'll be focusing in on Elon and what he is doing.
That's right. We've also got Madison Mayor Paul Soglin lined up in our 7 o'clock hour. We'll be talking to him about Elon and Trump and his take on everything.
Wow. You know, I'm just reading the story in Yahoo News about what Elon pointed out as government waste.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know anything about what's going on in the government. He is totally clueless.
Right?
So he's out there bad-mouthing government because he doesn't understand it, and he thinks all of it's illogical and it's taking too long. And just, he doesn't understand. And, you know, a lot of this is the fault of the Republicans who don't want to fund government, doesn't want to make government updated, computerized, even update the software that the government uses. They try to hold all of this back. So Elon comes in and says, oh, my gosh, we've got old computers. Some of this is still in paperwork. We hate the paperwork. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for the Republicans doing this. This is what they've done. It took Biden to make sure, in fact, I think he passed this thing, where we're getting rid of all paperwork. Mm-hmm. See, everything was on paper. Now they're digitizing everything, and their goal is to digitize all paperwork in the federal government. I know this because I'm a census taker. We got this bulletin and these lessons, and I learned all about it, but he doesn't know that. Right? Mm. He's talking about some cave where they have all this paperwork, and it takes so long to, you know, fire people or have people retire because the paper, they have to go through all this paperwork before the person can retire. Well, you know what? They're getting rid of it, you dump. Oh, God. Okay. You know, there are so many things that people don't understand about what's going on in the government, and he is kind of making it sound worse, much worse than it really is, and it's all because the government is not getting funded it needs to change and update itself into the 21st century. We'll get into that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just angry. That's
all right. Well, hold that thought for a moment. If you'd like to chime in, try to help me calm down, John. Yeah, you can call us at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or just do it the easy way. Get on the Civic Media app. It's free to download. You can text us right from the app or call us from the app, too.
So somebody wants to know the year of your VW, Sam.
It's a 74. It's 51 years old.
Yep.
Okay. That's Bob from Cross Plains.
Yeah.
Doug just chimed in from St. Francis. Wasn't it the Democrats that came up with the slogan, defund the police? Now the Republicans are defunding the entire government. Conspiracy?
Yeah, could be. Actually, the Democrats didn't come up with that. It's, you know, a lot of black communities did not want the police around anymore. Remember, that happened here in Madison as well. And they wanted to defund the police, which I thought was the dumbest slogan you could ever put together.
Well, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I was never for it.
Yeah, not going to get a lot of people behind that.
No. It needs reform. Mm-hmm. Police departments need reform. I think they had a lot of good ideas about reforming it.
Right.
But then they just put it under the slogan to fund the police, and it killed everything. All reform.
Got to be careful when you choose those slogans, people. Just know, you're putting your groups together.
What was that slogan that John and Gordy had?
I don't recall.
I can't recall either because we're trying to forget that one.
Okay.
It was a bad slogan.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get to something from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, well, that happened over the weekend. First Saturday night, they showed the very first episode of Saturday Night Live, the one way back 50 years ago with George Carlin. And then last night, they had a three-hour-plus extravaganza. It was actually came in at 3 hours and 20 minutes. I watched almost all of it. And, well, here's Steve Martin with the opening monologue.
All right.
A little bit of it, anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, and welcome to the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live. I'm Steve Martin, Saturday Night Live's newest diversity hire, and what a thrill it is to be here. When I heard that SNL wanted to do an anniversary special, I literally wanted to leap into the air, and the only reason I didn't is because at the time I was wearing a short skirt with no underwear. Now I can't believe I even made it here in time. It was only a few days ago that Lorne told me I was doing the monologue, and I was actually vacationing on a friend's boat down in the Gulf of Steve Martin, and I finally it took me a while to get here, but I did. Now, Saturday Night Live, as you know, turned 50 years old this year, and I turned 79. But I feel like I'm 65, which is also not good. Now, seriously, I do not mind getting older. Do you think these hearing aids make my ass look smaller?
I do.
Now, a fun fact. A person born during the first season of Saturday Night Live could today be easily dead of natural causes.
Just a little bit.
Wow.
Just a little bit.
Boy, that's great stuff.
Yeah, it was really a good show. I was very impressed. A lot of old clips, of course, and they saluted all the older members, the not ready for primetime players, most of which were all there in attendance.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase was there. He doesn't get out much. He didn't go on stage, but he was there. And Lorraine Newman and Jane Curtin and Garrett Morris. Bill Murray was there. Yeah, it was a good show.
That's great. That's great stuff.
A lot of the other cast members, too, along the way.
Well, I can't wait to check it out. I know I recorded Saturday Night Live. I hope it picked it up last night.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Good show.
All right. This is Idiocracy.
Yes, it is.
And, I hate to bring everybody down.
Well, that's what you do, though. I mean,
I know. I am the Debbie Downer here on the show.
She was part of the show, too.
Yeah.
Debbie Downer.
That's great
Rachel
stuff.
Rachel Dratch. Yeah.
Yeah, I read about the whole bit, you know. I mean, everybody had their catchphrases, but she didn't have a catchphrase.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Did they have the little,
Yeah, they did.
They
yeah.
did. Okay,
the horn.
That is the catchphrase.
Yeah.
And it's just great stuff.
Yeah.
It really is. But, you know, being in a crowded situation, you're talking to your friends and like that. She always has the ability to tell the wrong story.
Bring everybody down.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Okay, well, let's bring everybody down.
Okay, what do you got?
Jen Psaki was talking to journalist Judd Luggum, okay? And they were talking about Elon going through all this personal information on public employees, and I thought this was great commentary. So let's check this out. This is cut 24, and it's about DEI hires. You know, just like they asked
what
Steve Martin.
Yeah, Steve Martin. Okay. All right, let's check that out.
The Office of Personnel Management, which is basically the HR department for the entire federal government. You might remember that during the first week of the new administration, OPM rolled out a new system to email the entire federal government from a single email address. The next week, that system was used to send an email to roughly 2 million federal workers with an offer to resign. According to new reporting from investigative reporter Judd Legum and his new Substack Musk Watch, love the name, Musk-connected political hires installed at OPM have received, quote, unprecedented access to federal human resources databases containing sensitive personal information for millions of federal employees. This database contains social security numbers, dates of birth, salaries, home addresses, and job descriptions of all civil government workers. The reporting goes on to detail that, quote, a new server being used to control these databases has been placed in a conference room that Musk's team is using as their command center. A staffer described the server as a piece of commercial hardware they believe was not obtained through the proper federal procurement process.
This information is already being used to target people.
Mm-hmm.
The purge of all of the so-called DEI staffers, it was done by looking at the job descriptions that are in this database. They were talking to me about how there are foreign adversaries on a daily basis who are seeking the information in these databases for espionage purposes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, It's crazy that he's going through personal databases in the first place.
Yes.
This guy has not had any vetting at all.
No.
We don't know anything about him. And I got a little bit on that coming up later on, but I was just reading. Musk said only 10,000 federal employees can retire a month because it takes so long to process the paperwork by the way that they're trying to get rid of and digitize everything in the government, you dumbass. He described the Iron Mountain Mine as a time warp, slowing down a completely manual federal retirement process. Again, Republicans have prevented the government from digitizing and going computer, basically. It is just insane what they have, you know, forced the government to go along with for so many decades after decades after decades. The Environmental Protection Agency, inspired by Doge's crackdown on federal spending, said it had located $20 billion in tax dollars within the agency that the Biden administration reportedly knew they were wasting. Oh, did they know that?
Oh, they knew
According to this, an extremely disturbing video circulated 2 months ago featuring a Biden EPA political appointee talking about how they were tossing gold bars off the Titanic, rushing to get billions of your tax dollars out the door before Inauguration Day. You know why they did that?
Why?
Because they were actually trying to fund, you know, projects from the EPA. They wanted to get the chargers out there. They wanted to pay for those things. They wanted to pay for some of the wind production out there.
Sure.
They wanted to pay for solar. They wanted to get all this money out, the gold bars off the Titanic. You can describe it that way if you like. You know what? But what they're trying to do is get all this stuff done before Trump came in and put a halt to all of it, which, by the way, he did. And he's clawing all that money back.
Yeah.
And they're calling that waste. Okay? And, you know, a lot of the southern states have all these green energy projects going on, and
right.
Now they're losing out. And
Yes,
a lot of people are becoming unemployed. Companies are going out of business because of it, and we don't hear about it because the fire hose of BS coming from the Trump administration and all the closings and Elon's, you know, ridiculous moves in the government and in stopping everybody from spending any kind of money. Well, all of that is, you know, bringing the entire economy to a halt. We've got interest rates going up. We've got high unemployment at this point. It's getting worse. Things are getting worse out there, and it's, you know, it doesn't bode well in the future.
Inflation is kicking in.
Yeah.
Price of eggs keeps going up.
Yeah, they're not. And yeah, I know.
It's all about the eggs.
It is about the eggs.
Don't forget the eggs.
Oh, God.
You guys don't understand how happy I was to eat eggs this weekend when I was up north.
Are they cheap eggs up there?
Yeah, they came out of a bag, but it was still so good because I haven't had eggs for like 2 or 3 weeks now because they're so expensive.
What do you mean out of a bag?
you buy them in a bag. They're all like pre-blended, and you make scrambled eggs with them. You pour them into a pan and heat it up and.
How many people are you cooking
eggs
for?
Where the hell did you get eggs in a bag?
Please, because you got campers, right?
Is this like industrial?
Yeah, there's probably 120 people there this weekend.
Is this restaurant quality bags?
This is like the the cheap eggs that you can get. Yeah, it came packaged in a bag.
Are they okay? So they're already
that doesn't sound good.
They're out of the show.
Right, yeah, they've been pre-cracked. Yes,
pre-cracked. Okay. All right. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in a moment.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
Dane County Humane Society is your local independent donor-supported animal shelter. Your contributions provide care and comfort to thousands of animals each year. To support animals' need at DCHS, visit giveshelter.org/donate.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, broadcasting from the capital city, Madison, overlooking State Street. It's cleared. It's beautiful. They've been sweeping. They've been brushing. No snowblowers at this point, but we'll see.
Happy President's Day.
Yeah.
Isn't it also the national protests are going on today?
Yeah.
Right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, we had a comment on the stream a little bit earlier. If you can't make it to D.C., it's probably a little bit late to get to D.C. at this point today. Right? They're apparently are supposed to be protests again at state capitals at noon
at
today.
At noon, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
It is President's Day, and this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. They're having a big President's Day sale. And you can get in on this, save an extra $250, $500, or $800 on their factory direct prices. And for a limited time, save up to 50% on their adjustable bases. You can hurry in and save big during the President's Day sale. All these offers are valid at their East Side location or West Side location. Free 0% financing available for 6, 12, or even 18 months. And be sure to ask about their lifetime comfort guarantee. Verlo Mattress. You can go to verlo.com for
Think
more
about
information.
It this way.
What?
The more time you spend asleep on a Verlo mattress, the less time that you need to witness the idiocracy that we're living through.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Stay unconscious. Sleep through all of this if you can. I'm still looking over this article. The waste that Elon is trying to convince us is going on, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's the spin that does it. If you understand government at all and how you spend money, nothing special here. It's nothing different. But anyway, this is how they spin it. The EPA found that just 8 – now that's the point here. They found just 8 agencies were controlling the distribution of tens of billions of dollars, okay? Taxpayer dollars. Now, so 8 yeah. agencies, could have been 10, could have been 15, I don't know, could have been 3 agencies. So what? You know, it's just dumb. And then they go on to say this. The gold bars were tax dollars, and tossing them off the Titanic meant the Biden administration knew they were wasting it. No, the country's the Titanic, okay? And when Trump takes over, it's going to sink. Mm. That's why they were tossing the gold bars off of it, okay? No,
okay.
They were just trying to get the money out there before they left office because they wanted to fund the projects that they passed legislation on.
Mm.
That was the whole point. The gold bars, vowing to recover the gold bars that were found parked at the outside financial institution. You know, they just spin all of this stuff. They don't understand government whatsoever. Okay, mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're getting some interesting texts here. Read the one from John in Madison there, all right. At the top.
John, okay. At the top,
ICE.
ICE and the immigration raiders are finding out and deporting 600 people a day, okay? And assuming 12 million immigrants, how many years will it take?
And he said, answer available upon request.
I'm way ahead of you, John. If I did my math right, I really got to stop doing math on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I did my math right, it's going to be just shy of 55 years to deport 12 million people.
Yeah. It'll take a while, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They'll get it done.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
But, you know, they're so far behind in this promise to, you know, deport so many people.
Right.
That they can't keep up. They're way behind, and they're not accomplishing that one big promise to get rid of all these individuals because they're not easy to find, and they were just overblown. This was just a campaign promise to get people to vote for them and stir up some reaction, you know, for those people who thought that Wisconsin was on the border for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But we do need immigrants in this country, and they haven't done anything to reform the immigration process. And this story out of Wisconsin, the decline in births is reshaping Wisconsin's higher education landscape. Hmm. Many W-system schools facing enrollment challenges and financial strain. The birth rate in Wisconsin has fallen to nearly 22% over the last 3 decades, reflecting a nationwide trend of fewer births. Immigration has allowed Wisconsin's population to remain steady. Did you get that? Immigration has allowed Wisconsin's population to remain steady.
Hmm.
Thanks to Trump, that's about to end. Plus, I think Wisconsin Republicans waited till the last moment, which is now too late, to expand fiber optic to connections statewide. Now, that is one of those things that, you know, those are one of the gold bars they were throwing over the Titanic
right?
to try to fund to keep the expansion of fiber optic throughout the state.
Yes.
And that's coming to a halt.
So many things. So much to keep track of, right?
So many things.
It's 6:57. Hey, this reminder, David J. Frank is bringing you this portion of the John and Gordy Show. They are your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource celebrating 65 years in business. As the largest landscape contractor in Wisconsin, they have the talent, experience, passion, and wherewithal to perform virtually any landscaping project, big or small. They could come over to your house, John, and take care of all your landscaping. They do residential, they do commercial, they do it all. You can check them out at davidjfrank.com. They do lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. And again, they have offices in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. Just go to the website, davidjfrank.com. That's davidjfrank.com.
Well, yeah. You know, I mentioned this. You know, if they did come over to my house, they would walk away instantly.
What? Such a give disaster. Up right away?
The yard is a disaster.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think they can handle it?
Well, you know, they're going to have to bring in
the heavy-duty equipment.
Heavy-duty equipment to get this thing in there, the dump trucks, you know, resoiling the entire property because it is a mess.
Hey, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will join us to talk about, well, whatever he wants to talk about. Well, Trump, Elon, everything.
We'll see.
It's all coming up on this National Day of Protest, President's Day, coming right back.
We were saying, let's A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Northeast Wisconsin hip-hop artist and musician Matt Harper joins me in studio. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Vatican press office says Pope Francis, hospitalized since Friday, has now been diagnosed with a respiratory tract infection and that all findings indicate a, quote, complex clinical picture for the 88-year-old that require further hospitalization. At least 9 people in Kentucky, 1 in Georgia, are dead because of extensive flooding, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Even longtime residents of Bullitt County, Kentucky, are shocked by the ferocity of the winter storm.
It has flooded here before because we've been here 29 years, but never as bad as it did last night.
Jen Cox raises donkeys and cattle south of Louisville.
It started coming down pretty hard, so I was like, I'm going to go ahead and go out and check. And as soon as I walked around the garage, everything was flooded.
Elon Musk expected to meet today with air traffic controllers to discuss how the FAA can be more efficient. His Department of Government Efficiency continues its work. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has arrived in Saudi Arabia ahead of U.S. talks with Russia over ending the war in Ukraine. This is ABC News. The death